That's what Campbell soups are. Mmm, good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharman. Just right for lunches and suppers in springtime, folks say. That's Campbell's Tomato Soup, a soup that perks up appetites and then takes a big step towards satisfying them. Into this grand soup go the finest tomatoes that grow, red and ripe and rich with flavor. They blend them with a touch of savory seasoning and golden table butter. The result, a lively flavor that makes friends and keeps them. Why Campbell's Tomato Soup is so downright delicious, it's the best-liked soup in the world. Say, shouldn't your family have it someday this coming week? Well, spring has come at last, and with it the problem of house cleaning. And here, trying to put it off, as usual, we find Jack Carson.
Mr. Carson, I wish you'd stop dialing that phone and tell me what you're going to do about the house cleaning.
In a minute, Treacher. I'm busy right now. Hello? Hello? Oh, darn it, it happened again.
About the house cleaning, sir.
Yeah, I'll try this number again. Hello? Very sorry, I'm getting wrong number.
Mr. Carson, the house cleaning must be done today.
Just a second, Fisher. I'll try this number again here. Hello?
So sorry, me catching wrong number. Goodbye.
Mr. Carson, you've been dialing that number all morning. Why don't you give up?
Well, one of these times, Lauren will answer before Humphrey does. I don't know what she likes about him anyway. Gosh, she sees me at Warner Brothers almost every day.
You know, sir, that could have something to do with it.
I only wanted to say hello to her anyway. Why all this fuss about house cleaning? Every year about this time, you always want to tear the whole house apart and start that cleaning business.
I knew you'd try to get out of helping me, sir.
It's not that. I'm not lazy at all. The house just doesn't need cleaning.
Doesn't need cleaning? What about the windows?
The windows?
Yes, sir. Right now it's spring. And outside, all the lovely flowers are in blossom.
What about it?
Well, I love flowers, sir. And the only way I can see out the windows is to take my finger and make two little holes in the dirt.
You don't have to go to all that trouble at all. Even if the windows are a little dirty, you can still see what's going on outside. All you have to do is get down on your hands and knees and look through the mail slot in the door. I think I'll take a look right now and see what the weather's like. Yeah, it's a typical California day. Oh, had to close it fast. That smog creeps in everywhere. Preacher, can't we put off the house cleaning for a day or so?
Absolutely not, sir. The house must be cleaned and at once. You can't have any idea how much dirt there is around this house.
Yes, you may be right at that. What's the lump under the rug over there?
I'm afraid to investigate, sir. If it moves, it may be a gopher.
Well, okay, Treach, if I have to help you clean the house, I guess I'll have to. But house cleaning is really simple if you just... Hello, Tugwell.
Hi, Uncle Jack. Hiya, Treacher.
Tugwell, I don't know what your plans are for today, but we're going to clean...
Excuse me, Uncle Jack. I want to see what kind of a day it is outside. Oh, boy.
What's it like?
Well, I don't know. I'm either looking at some blue sky or the mailman's leg.
Well, don't worry about it, Tugwell, because you're not going anywhere.
But, Uncle Jack, I got to go down to the gym. I got to take my exercises.
Exercises?
Yeah. I've been building myself up. Boy, I'm really developing some wonderful muscles.
Oh, you're getting nice and strong, huh?
Boy, you said it. I'm peppy. I got as much pep as a bantam rooster.
A bantam rooster? Well, that's just fine, because we're going to need you around here to help with the house cleaning.
House cleaning?
Don't look now, sir, but the rooster just laid an egg.
Oh, wait a minute, Uncle Jack. I was just kidding. You know, I'm not strong enough to carry buckets and mops and things.
You're not, eh?
No, I might hurt myself. You remember that time I strained my sacroiliac and the doctor even made me use a heating pad to keep that region warm?
Tugwell, if you don't help around here, I'll see that you get plenty of warmth in that region and it won't be with a heating pad either. Now get into your old clothes and you'll be in charge of washing the windows.
Gee, and a guy never gets to do anything around here except work.
Never mind. I think we'll clean the downstairs first. Now, the easiest way will be to move everything right out in the front lawn.
Oh, no, sir. Don't you remember the trouble we had last year when we did that?
What's that?
The Salvation Army came by and picked everything up.
Well, yes.
They thought it was trash.
Yes, well, that was a mistake. I'm sure it won't happen again. Now, let's get going so we can finish in good time, eh? Gee, now that the windows are clean, this room is much brighter, isn't it?
Oh, you said it. Now that the light can come in, I'm beginning to see things I never knew we had before.
Yeah.
You remember that big hole in the wall you kept covering up with wallpaper?
Yeah. I must have papered that hole 7 times since we've lived here.
Well, I just found out it wasn't a hole at all.
No?
It's the fireplace.
I wondered why Santa Claus always came in the back way. I'll straighten out the chimney later.
My, what a job I've just done. I washed all the walls in the dining room. And Mr. Carson, hereafter I do, we should be more careful in there.
Why?
Remember those flowers on the dining room ceiling we always thought were red roses, sir?
Yes.
Well, they're not.
They're not?
No, sir. And the next time you open a bottle of ketchup, point it downward.
Creature, I was only following the proper etiquette. You always point the bottle up so you won't catch anybody in the eye. Anyway, I'm getting too tired to discuss it. Ah, this chair feels good.
Oh, no, don't sit down, sir. There's plenty of things left to do.
Yeah, but I've done my share, Treacher. Besides, this kind of work is, well, it's too hazardous for my profession.
Housework is too hazardous, sir?
Yes, don't forget I'm an actor. This scrubbing and mopping on all fours might ruin my career. For instance, supposing in my next picture I wear a bathing suit. I can't compete with Gregory Peck if I've got housemaid's knee. Why, the women in America love my knees. They'd never forgive me if I scarred up one of my dimples.
Oh, stop this stalling, sir. You're just making excuses to get out of working.
Yeah, but look at my hair, Treacher. It's getting all dusty. I haven't got a dust cap like you have.
I thought you'd invent an alibi like that, sir. So I took the precaution of phoning Miss Ryan at her store. And she's bringing you over a dust cap and an apron from her knick-knack nook.
Oh, brother, if Miss Ryan comes over, we won't get anything done. She'll take up all our time talking about her ailments.
Yes, but no one could be as ill as she claims to be all the time.
Well, now, Treacher, Miss Ryan is sort of an old maid. We must remember that her age is...
What age is she, sir?
Well, she looks 40, but she claims that she's 30. So, being a gentleman, you always give a lady the benefit of the doubt and accept the truth with a bit of feminine leeway. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The old coot is 52.
Nevertheless, Treacher, she is a nice woman.
Oh, yes, I thought it was kind of her to offer to bring over an apron for you, because then you'll have no excuse for not working.
Ah, I never thought of that. You get it, will you, Treacher? I'm sort of tired.
Tired, he says. Hasn't done a thing except stand in back of me and show me where to push the mop.
Mr. Treacher.
Oh, come in, Miss Ryan.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Carson. I came over just as soon as I could.
Hello, Miss Ryan. Say, you're lucky to be outside enjoying some fresh air on a day like this. And it certainly has been doing you good, too. Your face has a wonderful color. How are you feeling?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
By the way, Miss Ryan, did you bring that apron over for Mr. Carson?
No, I'm sorry, I didn't.
You didn't? You didn't bring the apron for me?
No, Mr. Carson.
Oh, good.
I didn't have an apron your size in the store.
You hear that, Treacher? She didn't have an apron my size.
Yes.
Well, I was perfectly willing. I mean, I was even anxious to help you, Treacher, but as long as I haven't got an apron, what can I do?
So since I didn't have an apron for you, I did the next best thing. I brought you this Mother Hubbard house dress.
Wait a minute. A Mother Hubbard house dress?
Yes. It's here in my shopping bag. It's one of mine. And it will keep the dust off you completely. Of course, I've worn it for years, and I don't know if it will fit you in certain places.
Yeah. Yes, it is a little narrow across the shoulders.
Well, I was thinking more of...
Oh, he's a growing boy, miss. He'll fill it out.
My, when when I look at the size of this dress, I can't believe it. This is a 46, and I used to wear a 14.
You don't say.
Yes. You wouldn't think so, but I used to be just a slip of a girl.
Slip of a girl?
Yes.
And the way she looks now, sir, it must have been more of a slide.
Never mind, preacher.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Carson. I know as well as anybody that I'm not as pretty as I used to be. In fact, my father used to say I was homely.
Her father must have been an honest old bird.
After I graduated, my father didn't even want to pay for my coming out party. But he finally did.
Well, that was nice of him.
Yes. I'll never forget that party. It was on February the 2nd. Me and the groundhog came out on the same day. My father said he never did know which one of us went back in.
Yes, well, we've got to get on with this house cleaning, Miss Ryan.
Oh, I'd love to help you out, Mr. Carson, but every time I do any work at all my pains start up again.
Yes, well, we've got to finish this house
cleaning. I've got one now that acts more peculiar than any pain I ever had.
Yes, well, drop in again, Miss Ryan, and we'll chat.
This pain is a jumping pain. It starts up one of my legs, and then it changes its mind and goes right over into the other leg.
Maybe it's one of those things they call a Tarzan pain.
Tarzan?
Yeah, they keep swinging from limb to limb.
Yes. Well, when this jumping pain starts, it just jumps and jumps and jumps, and then it starts to hop.
Yeah, preacher, get us started toward the door.
I get to see it. Miss Ryan, may I see you to the door?
Oh, I wasn't going. As I was saying, the pain goes hippity-hop, up one leg and down the other, hippity-hop.
Yes, yes. Well, see you again, Miss Ryan.
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, sir, I had to use a bit of pressure, but I got her out the front door.
Preacher, put on your glasses. That wasn't the front door. You shut Miss Ryan in the mop closet.
The mop closet? Oh, dear, now we'll never find her. We won't be able to tell which is which.
Miss Ryan. Oh, excuse me. The preacher made a mistake and put you in the closet.
Oh, I thought it was awfully dark in here.
Yeah, here, let me help you out. There, and now you're out.
But it's still dark. I can't see anything.
Huh? Well, no wonder you got your head in a scrub bucket. There. Now it's off.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Carson. Now, where was I? I've forgotten which pain I was talking about.
Well, some other time, Miss Ryan. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, it took a bit of doing, sir, but she's gone. Now we can get right down to work.
Work. Oh, that, yes, of course, work. Well, now, preacher, you take the broom and the mop and this bucket of water and get ready to do the scrubbing.
And just what do you intend to do, sir, while I'm wearing my knees down to the bone?
Plenty. You know, doesn't do everything. Somebody has to sprinkle it in the water. Preacher, Tugwell could help with this, too. I wonder where he is.
He's in the kitchen cleaning the stove.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just get started. Uh-oh, can't get started now. There's the doorbell. Come in.
Hi there, Jack.
Well, Del Charlotte.
Gee, looks like you're in the middle of house cleaning. I'd better not bother you.
Who's bothering anybody? Come right in.
Well, I dropped by because I wrote another song, and I thought we could try it out on your piano.
Well, sure you can. We weren't doing anything anyway.
Mr. Carson, what about the work?
Preacher, now, you know very well that singing goes very well when you're working. It keeps your spirits up.
Well, the only thing is, Jack, this song is for four voices.
Well, that's okay. We'll use Tugwell and Preacher.
Oh, no, you don't, sir. Master Tugwell stays in there and finishes his job, and you'd better get busy scrubbing.
Now, wait a second, Preacher. May I ask one question? Just whom is the employee in this house, and whom is the boss? Okay, hand me a bucket.
And see that you do it well, sir. I'll be back to inspect it.
Well, I guess you won't have time to sing this song, Jack. And anyway, it's for four voices.
Sure, I've got time, Del. I have to assert my independence around here once in a while. I'll tell you what. You sing one voice, and I'll do the best I can to sing the other three.
Well, Jack, it's pretty hard to sing three voices.
Please, Del. My voice has got notes it hasn't even used yet.
Well, okay, you read off these parts here, and I'll sing the lead.
Righto.
I want to want some soup, just like the soup that Mom prepared for Dad.
Prepared for Dad, it was that
grand tomato soup, Campbell's tomato soup, the best he ever had.
He'd eat a dozen bowls full.
Now, I don't mind doing the high voice and the low voice, too, but when we're finished, who's going to push my Adam's apple back in place?
Campbell's tomato soup at dinner time.
Who the heck picked this key? Dennis Day?
Campbell's tomato soup at dinner time.
Bomb, bomb, bomb.
Dried red ripe tomatoes picked right at their prime.
I'm saying
I want some soup just like the soup that Mother
made for.
That Ivy Campbell's that Mother made for.
That Mother made for. That Mother made for.
Is John Charles Thomas in the house?
That Mother made for Dad.
Now the magic music of Freddie Martin, featuring Gene Conklin and the Martin Men, presenting Heartaches.
Jack, you sure look silly in that Mother Hubbard house dress that Miss Ryan brought over.
Well, maybe I do, Tug, but this dress is just the thing to keep my clothes clean.
Yeah, but you sure look funny. Gee, it's too big for you.
Tugwell, no remarks, please. By the way, where's Treacher? I haven't seen him around for about an hour.
Oh, I don't know, but by the way that dress fits you, he could be in there with you.
All right, but don't forget the dress belongs to Miss Ryan, and she's not built like I am. She curves in where I curve out, and ipso facto. Only trouble is, where she's facto, I'm ipso. Glad she brought it over. It sure came in handy when I scrubbed the floors.
Well, I just finished cleaning the storeroom, Uncle Jack. Hey, here's the key you gave me.
The key?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, the key. Now, let's see, how do I get that in my pocket with his dress on? Well, I guess I can't. Oh, I know what I'll do.
Ooh!
So cold sliding down my neck. By the way, as long as you're here, Tug, well, you can carry out those buckets and dump them in the backyard.
Well,
a little slow back in there.
I'm sorry about the buckets, Uncle Jack, but Treacher wants me to come out in the yard and help him rake the lawn.
Okay, I'll do it myself. I wish I'd have raked the lawn instead of this scrubbing. Ruined my hands, too. Just look at them. My fingernails have got 5 o'clock shadow. I'm glad I've got this dust cap to put on. I don't want to ruin my hair, too. I wonder how I look in it. I think I'll just have a peek in the mirror. On a dark night, I could pass for Marjorie Maine. Somebody at the back door. It's probably Treacher coming in to inspect my work.
Laundry man. Here's your laundry, madam.
Madam? Oh, yes. You see, this dress doesn't belong to me.
Oh, well, that's okay. You're pretty cute anyway. You're new around here, ain't you?
Look, I am not new around here, and I'm not...
Gee, you got one of them hoarse voices like Tallulah Bankhead.
Now, look, wait a minute.
You're just the way I like them, baby. King size.
Listen, you. How would you like a good slug in the kisser?
Ha! Oh, that's what I go for, a day with spirit.
Look, this has gone far enough. Listen, wise guy, did you ever hear of Jack Carson?
Yeah, he lives in this joint, don't he? I ain't never seen him, but they tell me he's a real square.
And just who told you that?
Oh, everybody, the grocery boy, the gas man. And take it from me, baby doll, I know plenty about him, too. Don't forget, I'm the laundry man.
What do you mean?
Well, confidentially, do you know what kind of shorts that Carson wears? He buys them down at the War Surplus Board.
What's wrong with that? Lots of underwear was left over from the war.
Yeah, but these were from the Spanish-American War. And they're the cheapest grade of shorts the Army ever had, too. Reconverted from old knapsacks.
Listen, I've heard all I want. And for your information, buddy, Mr. Carson is a fine gentleman. And in my opinion, he's one of the finest actors on the screen.
Hey, what's the matter with you, baby doll? Are you in love with this Carson?
In love? Yes. Now look, you get out of the way or I'll throw these buckets of water right on you.
That's what I like, a dame with spunk. I'll be seeing you. So long, Tootsie.
What a fresh guy. That's what I get for putting on this Mother Hubbard. Well, I got one more wall to clean, then I'm all through. Well, Treacher, we're all done. Gee, it's wonderful to see the house all spick and span, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I must say you did a good job in the front room.
I know. You remember that lump under the rug that you thought was a gopher? That wasn't a gopher at all.
Well, sir, I was just exaggerating. What was making the lump?
Two chipmunks. From now on, Treacher, please sweep more carefully. Do it thoroughly, like I do.
Oh, you haven't been so thorough, sir. You left a bundle of wash on the front porch. I just noticed it.
I didn't leave any bundle out there.
Well, someone did. Come and take a look.
Gee, it is a bundle. It can't be the laundry because that just came back. I wonder what it... Hey. What's that?
It sounds like a baby, sir.
Stand back. Let me see. Hiya, like that. It is a baby. Hey, this baby's pretty big. Bet it's a year old.
Well, what's it doing here, sir?
Well, maybe somebody dropped it out of a baby carriage or something. I don't know. Here's a note pinned to the blanket. It says, "Dear Mr. Carson, I'm doing this because of circumstances I can't explain. I have seen you in many pictures, and you have a kind, affectionate face. So I know you are a good man. Please take my baby and raise it as if it were your own." You hear that, preacher? I've got a kind, affectionate face. Wait a minute. Take the baby and raise it?
Well, what are you going to do, sir?
Do? I'll just call the police and have them take it away.
There's more to the note, sir.
There is? Yeah. Oh, yeah. "Above all, do not send my baby to an orphan's home. And remember, I'm putting my trust in you. Signed, Mrs. X." She's got her nerve. You know, I ought to...
I know, Eddie. How is your home?
It's kind of cute at that, you know what, teacher? Look, bring the basket inside and we'll decide what to do.
Yes, sir. Up you go.
And I set it right down on the table there. Easy now, easy. Yeah. Gee, I wonder where it came from, what its name is, and how old it is.
Why don't you look at its driver's license, sir?
Oh, quiet. let's pull back the blank and get a good look at it.
Well, so there's something wrong with this child. He doesn't have much hair on his head at all.
Oh, that shows you how much you know about children. His hair is supposed to be like that. It's summertime and the baby's molting. I can't get over this woman leaving the child on my doorstep for me to take care of.
Yes, but I hope the child grows out to be smarter than she is.
Is that so? Why, I happen to know quite a bit about babies.
May I ask what you're going to feed it, sir?
Feed it? Well, we've got plenty to feed it with. We got some liver and onions left over from last night. Besides, Stritchie, you don't actually feed a child. You just rub the food all over his face and he licks it off. For heaven's sakes, don't just stand there. Think of something. This is a crisis. baby, please, I'm trying to think. Preacher, this whole day has been too much for me. I've got to lie down and work this thing out. Now, I can't call the police because she said in the note that...
Well, I'm all finished working. Boy, am I tired.
Shh, Master Tugboat, your uncle wants quiet.
Oh, well, what are you lying down for, Uncle Jack? Gee, you can't be that tired.
It's not that, Tugwell. Look, over there on the table.
On the table? Gee, it's a little baby.
That's exactly right, Tugwell.
Uncle Jack, you mean...
Yes? Believe it or not, your uncle has just become a mother.
You know, I bet your family would welcome bright bowls of Campbell's tomato soup for supper one of these evenings. It's inviting, it's smooth, and oh, that flavor is really something. Well, now, you good home cooks know it takes fine makings to prepare a dish that's extra special. And the ingredients Campbell's use are the very finest. Sun-ripened tomatoes, golden table butter, a touch of delicate seasoning. Mmm, good. It takes all these, along with Campbell's exclusive recipe and Campbell's years of experience, to make the world's best black soup. That's Campbell's tomato soup. Remember to get several cans tomorrow.
Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
Thanks for being with us this evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we'd all appreciate it if you'd join us again next Wednesday for a few laughs at 22 North Hollywood Lane, where the last string is always out, and I'm afraid anything can and might happen. So until next Wednesday, good luck and good night.
Franco-American spaghetti. F-A. Franco-American. F-A. Franco-American, F-A, Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
Franco-American spaghetti is back, America's favorite, the spaghetti with the extra good sauce, ready cooked to give grand good eating but quick. Get a can of Franco-American spaghetti.
F-A, Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
Listen again Wednesday to the Jack Carson Show and stay tuned for Dr. Christian, which follows immediately. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.